This is a Gulf Stories moment, made possible by the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. Matt Schwartz, the Interim Assistant VP of Research Administration at UWF. And today we're talking about what research means at UWF. Dr. Schwartz, how are you, sir?
Oh, very well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you. You know, on this show, we have a history of talking research. You know, we've done a lot in the wet sciences. We talked a lot about Gulf and coastal community stuff. And I thought, this is the guy who's sort of behind research at UWF. Let's have him on and tell the bigger story. You know, what does research really mean at UWF? So I ask you that question to start.
I think it's a great question. I love it. And oftentimes when we're thinking about research at this area, we are thinking about the research that's happening on and in the Gulf of Mexico, which is wonderful. At UWF, we have five different colleges. We have the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering, the Ushakundo MD College of Health, and the Colleges of Education, Professional Studies, Business, and Arts, Social Sciences, and Humanities. And the fact of the matter is we have research going on in every one of those colleges, every one of those departments, from anthropology and philosophy through chemistry and biology. We have some great stuff going on. So what UWF, at UWF, that research runs the gamut from A to Z as far as our departments go, and from the first day that people are coming on campus to the last day they're finishing up with us as a graduate student.
So what does it really mean? When we say that all of these colleges are doing this research, where are they going with it? What does that mean?
Yeah, so the colleges, the faculty, the students are engaged in research. They're doing it because it is what distinguishes us from a trade school. It's what distinguishes us from other sorts of institutes of higher learning. It is the lifeblood of what we're doing because our faculty are engaged in trying to answer questions in whatever their field is. They're trying to draw connections, and they're really trying to find ways that they can tell better stories about what it is they're doing, what their discipline is, through their students, with their students, and for the benefit of their entire community, not just our local community or even our state community, but their community of scholars who make up their discipline.
Is it – so I know that you say it's how universities distinguish themselves from trade schools, for instance. Do universities distinguish themselves from one another based on research?
Yeah, it's actually one of the interesting things. My 13 years here at UWF, one of the items that I've really come to believe and been able to help celebrate is the fact that at UWF, one of the things that we're interested in doing is focusing on our students and getting them engaged in research. And again, this can go back to their very first day on campus. We make a huge effort with getting undergraduate students involved in research, a huge effort in getting our graduate students involved. And that's something that's different than from a research, what we call Research One University, University of Florida, Florida State, USF. These are places who are producing PhDs. They're producing postdocs. They're having their research is engaged at a level and with students who are at a doctoral level.
Gotcha.
Or something else. What we're doing here is we're engaging our students at our undergraduate level and our master's level to do very similar research, just broken up into different parts with other students.
So is that a real distinguisher for UWF or for schools of our size?
I think it is. I think it's one of the things that we have to continue to do, that we've worked really hard on, we are working hard to make sure that we are exposing our students to those experiences that they can go on and get when they go on to get their PhD, but we don't want them to have to wait that long. Mm. And so, yes, we have chosen to make an effort to say we're going to involve our students where they are in our research as soon as we can.
So we've talked about what it means to a university. We talked a little about what it means for students, and we're going to do a different segment on that because I really want to dive into
sure.
that. What does it mean, though? I would imagine it also has major implications for a region as well.
It can, because a lot of our research, because of where we are, we focus our research on the stories, the places, the people, the geography of where we live. And so by doing this research, we get a better understanding of what our region is, and we bring out new information. That may be archaeology, folks looking and discovering new things about the DeLuna settlement. It may be our economists looking at how different activities reference our things. So yeah, it all plays back into our university and into our region, rather.
Dr. Matt Schwartz talking about what research means at University of West Florida. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
For more Gulf Stories moments, visit wuwf.org/podcast or go to the podcast page of npr.org.